We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Tune Your Ears to Truth. Today's devotional was written by Ikechukwu Umpama. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians 3:7-8. Moreover, we possess the prophetic word as an altogether reliable thing. You do well if you pay attention to this, as you would to a light shining in a murky place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. I have just read from the New English Translation. This was the third time in a single night, each encounter more intense than the last. Innie didn't fully understand what the Lord wanted her to do, but one thing was clear. She needed to speak to Itohan. That much she could discern from the dreams she had received. She knew about the painful breakup Itohan had just gone through, so she decided that if nothing else, she could offer comfort and encouragement. Their conversation started well. Innie gently reassured Itohan of God's love for her and his unwavering desire to establish her in his divine plan and purpose. She was even impressed with how well Itohan seemed to be handling the situation, until something she said raised concern. Itohan, I thank God, realizing that I need to always put myself first and that self-love is more important than what anyone else can offer me, really helped me deal with this. Innie, wait, what do you mean by self-love and putting yourself first? More importantly, where are you getting these ideas from? Itohan, why does it matter where I got them from? You can't deny how helpful they've been. Are you saying it's wrong to put your interests first? Innie, the fact that something feels helpful in the moment is not the ultimate test of truth. Our lives must be built on principles that align with truth. Even if the father of lies gives advice that seems helpful, we must reject it completely. Many believers unknowingly build their lives on the philosophical framework of the world simply because it sounds spiritual or resembles Christian language. But not everything that sounds right is right. Scripture tells us that there are many voices in the world, and none is without meaning. 1 Corinthians 14:10. Yet the responsibility of the believer is to develop discernment, to tune the ears of the heart to the voice of the Master, the Chief Shepherd, who is himself the embodiment of truth. Your life must take its direction from God's word. For his word, when rightly understood and applied, produces honor, fulfillment, and lasting joy. Go into today armed with the lamp of God's word, allowing it to guide you through every dark and uncertain path. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 18-22. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.